What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Morning Walk with Dustin. I'm Dustin Pate here, which is always going to be your host because this is my show. This is what I do. I love being here for you guys every day of my life. Like, I'm constantly always thinking about, like, ways that I can impact your life and try to make shit better for you. You know, yesterday, of course, a lot of you guys already realized that I wasn't able to get my podcast out yesterday. I'm terribly sorry about that. My son had to, you know, go to the doctor. He's supposed to get these shots, and there was an issue with his insurance and stuff, so it threw us all off track. So anyways, I didn't get around to it, but today, man, I got something kind of deep I wanted to speak to you guys about. And it's the fear of failure, and like, and how the reason I think that it, like, it doesn't affect me is because, like, dude, I'm from the bottom, man. I'm from nothing. I come from nothing, you know. Like, I wasn't given anything, you know what I mean? So the failure I was never scared of failure because I already came from the bottom, so there was no worse, you know what I'm saying? So like, any opportunity to get a little bit better didn't scare me, you know what I mean, like some people. And like, I feel like if you're over the age of 21 right now and you're like still getting money from your parents, like, you need to call them right now and be like, look, I'm never accepting another dollar from you. You gotta face real life, you know what I mean? You actually have to face these fears head on, like not knowing what to do when the rent's coming, you know what I'm saying? And like, and then having to get out in the real world and like fucking figure that shit out, you know what I mean? Like, so many of us are sheltered and like, and just scared, you know what I mean? Like, we're letting fear drive our life when really we don't have to, you know what I mean? And a lot of it's because, like I said, a lot of people are comfortable. A lot of people are very fucking comfortable. Like, they're just, I don't know, they're just stuck where they're at, man, because of fear. And they won't try anything new or like try to develop a better skill because of fear. You're scared to fail. You're scared to fail. And like, the difference in like me and like us that like come from the street kind of like crowd, that kind of life, whatever the fuck, like whatever you consider that, right? Like, for us, it's more like what is our homies going to think? Or we're going to be the lame kid. Oh, you're getting good now. You know, so you're going to get good now. It's because misery loves company. They're trying to hold you back where you were. That was a big thing for me, like trying to step out, like leave the whole street shit and like not sell drugs and shit anymore and just be somebody better. And then all this time, people had been kind of like depending on me to have the shit and all this shit like that. And they're like, oh man, you know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do? Shit like that. I'm not worried about that. Like, I even literally had people tell me, and these people know who the fuck they are. I literally had people tell me, like, yeah, man, I need you just to wait a minute, man, until I can come up too. What do you mean? Wait a minute. Why do I have to wait on you? You know what I mean? Nobody waited on me. That ain't what this shit, that ain't even why I started this shit. You know what I'm saying? I started this shit to get me better, man. Like, I was trying to get ahead, man. But like, I finally got my mindset in a different position. Like today I posted on my Facebook, I posted, question, is $6,000 a lot of money to you? And like, I'm just trying to see where people's mindsets are on that. Cause like, to me, like, it just depends. Like, okay, 6,000, yeah, like, it's a lot of money if you're talking about like spending $6,000 on like Christmas or like clothes or like just some shit like that. But like, if you're talking $6,000 with that, like, towards an investment that'll gain, like, give me more money, then hell no, that's not a lot. That's great, you know what I mean? Like, I could jump on that really fast. But like, you can't jump on that really fast, like, when it's something like some clothes or some shit, man. Like, I wouldn't even want to spend $100 on that shit, you know what I mean? Like, my mindset's just different. But then other people would get $6,000 and they'd be like, man, well, we need $2,000 worth of clothes real quick, so we'll go ahead and get that and we'll still have $4,000. No, man, me, I would have invested all of that shit, every bit of it. I would have put it all in, all the fucking, I'll go all in, bro, for real. And I would have came out like fucking probably 120% gain. Usually, it's been what I've been capable of, I'll say that much. So, like, I know that fear is stopping a lot of you, though. That's the point of this. And there's like nothing to be scared of. You know what I mean? Like, just stop accepting all of the crutches and start just going, you know? Like, just go, you know? Just fucking go. Like, right now, I'm looking at some of my clients' stores because I'm actually inside today because fuck no, I did not want to get out in that rain today. It's cold and raining. Dallas was gone for a couple of hours this morning, so I didn't have my umbrella. But I'm looking at my stores for my clients right now on my laptop, man. One of my clients has 1,567 items listed. One has 433 items listed. One has 10 and one has 5. So that's, of course, the last two are, that's actually their listing limit right now until we get their listing limit up. I don't know if you guys know, but eBay does have listing limits, which kind of sucks. I don't really like them, but it is what it is, and we know how to get them up, so it's no issue. We'll get them guys their store pumping really fast, really soon. Fixing to actually upload some items to the store now, man, while I'm just sitting here talking to you guys. But that was my main focus today for you guys. Like, I really want you guys to understand how important that is. Like, let the fear of failure go, because it's literally the only reason you're not winning is because you're scared of losing. Like, do you understand how insane that is? Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't be so scared of losing that you never win. Like, it's psychology, I guess, man. I don't know. It's something we all do it though. I've done it in my life. I just eventually caught it, and now I'm able to come back and tell you about it. Thank the Lord that I'm here for you, huh? Yeah, so that guy should have a couple more items listed, actually. You can do it pretty fast with the software I use. Yeah, I've been having a lot of people reach out to me about my mentorship too, man, and I just really haven't had the time, man, to really take too many more students with the podcast and everybody's stores and stuff, man. It's just, especially because I sell a lifetime mentorship, because I understand that people, like, literally, this shit always changes, and they're gonna always need somebody to ask questions to and stuff, like, so that's why I offer it that way. But you know, with already having so many, sometimes it can get overwhelming, I guess. But I'm still taking them in. I just been kind of like not really, what can you say, not really promoting it. But like, people that reach out to me, of course, I still take them. But because I feel like you can always do more, even when you feel like you can't. That's how I live, anyways. I feel like that's the best way to be. Of course, I don't know the best way to be yet. I'm still learning, man. Everything's a fucking process. All I know is that, like I said, I started with my back against the wall, man. So fear, it wasn't an issue, man. So if you guys could just find a way to get that mindset, man, to just put your back against the wall, like, look, dude, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of always losing. I'm tired of always falling down. I'm tired of not knowing how to get the fuck back up. Tired of not knowing which way to turn, and just fucking laser focus into something, man. Whatever, you know, whatever your issue is, laser focus into fixing it, you know? Like, so many people think that, like, this money's gonna fix their issue, man, but it won't. It seriously won't, bro. Like, somebody could give you 20 grand right now, and it's not gonna change shit, except for you're gonna have 20 grand. And, like, if your mindset isn't right, you're not gonna do anything with that 20 grand. You're not going to turn that 20 grand into any kind of more money. You're going to end up just spending that 20 grand. Who knows how long it could take you. For some people, it could last, if you like literally only, you know, got the bare minimum, it could last it like literally a year. I mean, honestly, in a low income area, you know, where rent's not crazy, if it's something like 500 a month or something, yeah, bro, I could see that money lasting you a while, but not for life, you know what I'm saying? But like, if you took that money and invested it into something that was like for sure, like guaranteed, like had a contract, either you get your money back or you make money. That's the kind of shit that I would be looking for. Like, you know, like I offer, or like my buddy is now offering, you know, with his company as a Forex trading education company, where he's actually, you know, trying to fucking teach the masses how to pretty much robbed the banks with the Forex market and teaching them how to trade, right? So he's actually offering investment packages in his company so he can scale, right? That would be guaranteed money. You sign a contract, like you get your money back or he makes you profit. There's no, you know what I mean? That's what I was looking for in the beginning anyways. And it got me where I'm at. So that's what I offer in my business, and that's what I recommend that people offer. If you have an idea of starting something similar or anything like that, I recommend you offer the same thing. And it'll be a lot easier for you to get off the ground because it's safety. You know what I mean? Like there's a legal contract. Your client doesn't have to worry. It's just safety. Especially, you know, on your end as well. Okay, I gotta fix the PayPal account. But yeah, man, like, I mean, I constantly run into speed bumps, into issues. Like I was saying, like last week, I think I was running into issues with the payments and stuff like that. You know, like there's always gonna be shit like that. You're just don't live off the fear of it now before you go. Like somebody was just telling me earlier, like, what if all this? What if this? What if? And I said, look, real entrepreneurs, we don't fucking think about what if. See what I'm saying? Real entrepreneurs, we just go, man, and we'll solve problems as we get to them. See what I mean? That's why we win, because we're not sitting there on fear and worrying and worrying and worrying. And most of the time, a lot of the shit that we sit on and we worry about never even happens unless we sit on it and worry about it, because we fucking manifested it to our own life. Just like anything positive like I told you guys, anything positive you sit and manifest on will eventually happen. The same shit happens when you manifest on this fear or this negativity. See what I mean? You're gonna be always subjected to that, and you'll never gain momentum. You'll never leave the ground. You know what I mean? You'll always be in the same fucking position that you're in today, man. And that's not where you want yourself. That's not where you're gonna elevate. That's not where you're gonna make $1 million. That's not where you're gonna become an expert in your field. If that makes sense, like. You want fear, you know what I mean? You want anxiety, you want pain, you know what I mean? You want the hiccups, you want that in life. You seriously want it, because without it, it's boring. I'm just gonna be honest with you guys, man. That's the cold hard truth. Without it, man, life would be boring without all this shit. You know what I mean? The fun is no fun without the bad, man. And just take it all in, man, and it's okay. Just like I said, it's just the fear holding you the fuck back. That simple as that. Like a lot of you have a great business idea, haven't took off on it because of fear. Something's telling you have to do this first. Something's telling you got to do that first. You need this amount of money. You need this. You need that. I get it, but it's fear. That's what's holding you back. Actually, you know, realistically, the facts is you're just scared. You're just being scared, bro. And the same with like say like a life situation, you know what I mean? You're just being scared. Just do it. That's simple as fuck. You know. Any of you guys that haven't already, man, reach out to me on Facebook. You know, at least add me. Check me out, you know, see what I'm doing. I like to keep up with you guys, man. And definitely go to the Morning Walk with Dustin Facebook page. You know, we have our own Facebook page. You can actually go like the page and keep up to date with, like, what's going on, what we have going on. I'll, you know, post pictures and stuff, a couple little funny jokes and stuff here and there, motivational stuff, things like that, just to get, you know, the spirits lifted and shit, trying to keep you in a good vibe, because that's pretty much what the Morning Walk with Dustin's all about. It's getting you in the right mindset. And getting you in the right vibe and kind of like getting your day started off in the best possible way that we can do that. And that's something that's not always easy. You know what I mean? Even on my end, that's something that, like, sometimes there's a fear in me, like, can I do it? You know what I mean? Can I do it? Will I do it? Whatever. I think these negative things too. I just don't live in the negativity. I don't breathe life to that shit. I fucking keep moving. I just keep working. And like I found my biggest thing is like procrastination. I find myself just procrastinating a lot, man, and not moving when I know I should be moving. and it'll literally be driving my mind insane, but I'll still keep procrastinating. And that's a real big demon too, you know what I mean? Like I said, that even I feel like even procrastination is fear in a way. Like I'm not moving because I'm scared of where I'll get, you know what I mean? Something like that. There's a deeper level to every feeling, you know what I mean? Like especially like every action you take in life, there's a reason that you took that action. It was because you felt some kind of way, you had some kind of a thought, and then the action took place. So we have to start like trying to understand the underlying like levels of what the fuck's really going on. Because when we can figure out what's really going on, then that's when we can really fix what's going on. That's when we can really level up. That's when we can make the kind of money we want to make. That's when we can, you know, become the kind of person we want to be. We can achieve the happiness that we wanted to, the health, you know, whatever you're after, right? So that's what I've been studying and working on lately. You guys need to start reaching out to me definitely and letting me know like where your issues are, like where you stand, where I guess like what's going on with you right now, you know, because that'll definitely help me get you back in the game, I guess, you know what I mean? Like get a podcast like directly towards your issue. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like I'm trying to help you individually, and I can't do that without knowing individually what your issues are. So like pretty much the podcast up till now has just been about me. You know what I mean? Like what I've been through, how I fixed it, what I think, my opinions, my shit like that. So I want some opinions from you guys. You know what I mean? I want some feelings from you guys. I wanna know how to make the show better, right? So like the only way I can make it better is by listening to the people that listen to me. So like if you guys want to help me out with that would be fucking greatly appreciated. That's about all the time I'm actually gonna have for today. I'm sorry that I had to cut it fucking short again, but at least I made a point to get the fuck in here. I'm proud of myself. I got it done. I had to let you guys know about what I've been thinking about, man, because it's just been on my mind heavy. I feel like it's on your mind heavy as well, because usually that's how it works, man. When you're a speaker and something comes to you like, look, this is on my mind, like this is going on, then it's usually fucking really going on in people's lives, especially like when you have an audience. So just keep that in mind. If that's your drive, if that's your passion, you feel that, then just let it out because it's very important. I love each and every one of you. Please share my channel. And if you'd like, definitely go like the Facebook page. Appreciate you.